Forget Dis.
The Dis from Disabilities. I'm Emily Rellings.
And I'm Kayla Connick. We aim to change perceptions of people who are differently abled.
To do so, we interview those with unique challenges who have demonstrated that there is nothing dis about their abilities and provide valuable information on how to interact with and treat those around us.
We put new episodes out every couple of weeks. Check out all of our episodes on Patreon.
Welcome to the show. Chloe, have you ever been on a podcast before?
I haven't.
All right. Well, first time. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So my name's Chloe. I'm going into the 10th grade at Grand Oaks High School. I play in the band. Yeah.
Cool. So we found you on YouTube and you're quite the musician. What all do you play?
So my instrument's called euphonium. It's like a smaller tuba, but it sounds a lot like a trombone. And so I play a lot of music with my band at school, and I do private lessons.
All right, awesome.
It's really cool. I come from a family of brass players. I was a drummer, though.
She played in the band, but the drums, yeah. I didn't play any of those. I play strings. I wish I knew how to play some brass. I really do.
I tried trumpet in the 5th grade, but I had terrible breath support.
Uh-huh. Same. I would pass out anytime I tried to play the trumpet.
So kudos. I mean, euphonium's bigger.
I know, yeah. More breath. So like you said, it's like a tuba and a trombone?
Yeah, it looks like a smaller tuba, but it sounds like a trombone.
Okay, really cool. And how does that instrument work? I feel like there's probably a lot of listeners that won't know what a euphonium is or the difference between, you know, a tuba and a trombone. So how does the euphonium work?
Are you asking about my adoption or just the instrument in general?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to know about both. So just starting with the instrument in general and then how you've been able to adapt it to play it.
So it's a very big instrument. And going into it, we knew that I wasn't going to be able to hold it. So we were actually able to get it to hang over me on like a cymbal stand, and then there are 4 buttons on the right side of it, and I knew that because I have limited movement in my arms, I wouldn't be able to get my arm up there to press down the buttons. So we have these switches over by my left hand, and when I press down those switches, it connects to the buttons on the instrument, and it'll press down when I press down a switch.
That is super cool. You know, when I first saw you on YouTube, it was really fascinating to me. Like I said earlier, I was a drummer in high school, and it was an interesting story how I got started. I was going into freshman year. My sister was a junior. She was in the pit in the marching band, and they were really looking for people. My sister said, "Hey, my sister plays the piano too. She could learn the xylophone." So they invited me in. My band teacher was so excited. He was very happy to have another Wiggins because, you know, we're a pretty musical family. He came to me pretty early on in the season and was like, "Hey, I really need some clarinet players. Do you want to learn the clarinet?" I was like, isn't the left thumb pretty critical? Because, you know, I don't have a left thumb and that's a pretty important part of the clarinet. He just told me, "Oh, I'll get one adapted for you." But he never moved on it, and I think it was because he realized later on that it would be just as valuable to have a musical percussionist as it would to have another clarinet player. But it is very cool that you actually did adapt an instrument.
Now, how long have you been playing the euphonium?
This will be my 5th year.
5th year, okay, wow, you're good.
You were saying that you wouldn't be able to hold it, why not?
So it's a very heavy instrument. And also, my arms wouldn't be able to go around the instrument because of my limited movement in them. So it'd be very hard for me to be able to support the instrument.
Now, are there any other instruments that you play or would like to learn to play and adapt someday?
Not that I can really think of. I think the euphonium is like a really good instrument for me.
So what are your plans? Do you plan to incorporate music into your future, or is it more of an enjoyable experience in the now, or do you want to use it as a career? Do you know?
I don't think I'm going to continue to play it in college just because it's very technical and my dad has to do a lot of work on it to keep it going. I feel like it'd be very hard to keep up with it when I'm in college. So I think that I'm just going to play it for high school.
All right. Yeah, that'll be a great chapter of your life. What kind of maintenance needs to be done on it? How does that work?
Sometimes one of the switches goes out and my dad has to replace it. And then the instrument in general needs to have some work on it. Like the buttons need to be oiled so they don't get sticky. There's a lot of different things that the instrument needs in general that I'm not able to do.
Yeah. So what do you want to do in the future? What are your plans?
I want to go to A&M and go into business. I'm thinking about going into human resources because I just love helping people, and especially people who have disabilities. I feel like I would be a very good support system and I'd be able to understand them better than other people would.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, I totally get that. I mean, I'm a music therapist and we work with people with disabilities primarily, and I really feel like my own experiences have really helped lend to being able to connect on a more intimate level.
Yeah, because you can truly understand what it's like if you've walked in their shoes. Well, those sound like great plans. I'm really excited for what you're going to do in the future.
Thank you.
So what does music mean to you?
I really just love how music can paint a picture. Like with all the different instruments, the high voices, the low voices, the percussion, just they are pretty individually, but when they all come together, it's just amazing.
Yes, I can speak to that because I was part of an orchestra throughout high school as well. And that was kind of it. You'd come home, you practice your part. My mom always used to laugh at me. She'd be like, "What are you playing?" And then she would listen at the concert and realize like, "Wow, okay, I get it now. Like I can hear like the whole picture and not just like that one little part." But she's like, "But I can hear your part too." So yeah, I really love being part of that music family and that bigger picture that you're talking about. What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to a lot of Christian music, and I'm kind of a nerd, so I like to listen to Disney music a lot.
Oh, that's Emily. Girl after my own heart. I love it.
Oh, yeah. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, that's like asking who's your favorite child.
I know. Yeah, that's a terrible question.
Oh, it's so hard. I really like Tangled.
Tangled. Oh man, okay. I just got my daughter, she's 4, into that, and it was just delightful, because before she'd kind of watch parts of movies with me, and she'd be like, "Okay, Mom, I'm gonna go play now," because she was a little young, but she sat and watched the entire movie with me. Aww. And I was very excited. I may have had a Tangled song sung at my wedding reception.
Oh, wow. I like Disney. I'm okay with it. I do have a favorite Disney movie, though, and it's one of, like, the ones that people like are like, "What? Which one is that?" Or it's not really a princess movie, but Treasure Planet.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you seen that one, Emily?
Oh, yeah, but it's totally like your generation.
It is. Yeah, it's very 90s. Have you seen that one, Chloe?
I don't think I have.
Oh, you need to watch it. It's so good.
It's a little more obscure.
It is. Yeah, I'm so hip. Yeah.
Chloe, would you be willing to share with us the nature of your disability?
Yes, it's called arthrogryposis, and it limits my joint and muscle movements. And so, like I said, I can't actively move my arms by myself, like my elbows. So I very quickly learned to use like table surfaces to push my arms against so I could bend them by myself. And I've just I'm like, my disability is a part of my life, but I've learned to work around it to do things that everybody else can do.
Oh, certainly. Yes. I mean, you're an amazing musician, regardless of your disability. So you've definitely made it work and you've overcome that challenge, it seems.
We'd love to be able to add some of the music onto our podcast. Would you be willing to send us a recording or like let us use one of your YouTube videos so that we can add it to the podcast?
Yeah, of course. You can use any of the YouTube videos.
Oh, I was wondering, do you have a favorite piece to play?
Kind of hard. I love all the pieces that I've played.
Here, a better question is top 5. That's a little easier than what's your one favorite?
I really like the solo that I played this year. It's called Marucho de Symphonique. I think that's how you pronounce it. And then I really like the region music that I've played. They don't specifically have names, but they're like in a book. It's called Selected Studies. Yeah, so I really like that type of music.
So you said you got to solo. How does it feel to solo?
It's very nerve-wracking.
Oh, yes.
Because, like, even if you mess up just the tiniest, tiniest bit, then it's, like, so obvious, and you feel, like, so stressed out.
I know, it can be really, really nerve-wracking and anxiety-inducing, but how did you feel after you got to play it?
I felt very good about it, and I actually got top scores from my judge on it.
Woo! You go, girl. Yeah, I always felt the same way about soloing. I like to kind of just hang with the rest of the crowd and the group. But it was, yeah, afterwards it makes you feel really, really good to have done something like that when all eyes are on you. And it's kind of your moment to shine. So, yeah, that's awesome that you've played some solos too. And got top rated. That's awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure talking with you today, Chloe. I'm so glad you were able to be on our show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we really like to learn about the euphonium and how you've adapted it and how you've kind of overcome these challenges that you've been given in your life. So thank you again for talking with us. Thank you.